WTLC AM Indianapolis.
Indy's choice for inspiration and praise.
AM 1310, The Light.
If you're going to early vote, or if you're waiting for election day to vote, when you get your ballot, the name at the top of the ballot, it's not president. It is not United States Senate. The name at the top of the ballot, the very first name at the top right under ballot, is Beth White on the Democratic side. That's because Secretary of State leads the ballot. Beth White is leading the Democratic ticket. That's like trying to be Andrew Luck. All by yourself. She is the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. Secretary of State is the lead office in this November 4th election, and she literally has been all over the state, probably several times over. Beth White joins me live. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Have you made it to all 92 counties?
Yes.
You have?
I have. Although I haven't been to an actual event or a dinner in every all 92. We're up to about 73 mm-hmm. or 4. We're going to be on the road all weekend. So it's great to travel. I've loved it. People in Indiana are very kind, and it's a beautiful state, but I like coming home, too, and it's good to be home.
You have been the county clerk in this county for 8 years. You could have just sat back and been a mom with your child and wife and mom. Why are you running?
Well, first of all, I'm running because I think Indiana deserves better out of their state government. I have been the clerk for 8 years. I've been sitting in this very chair, in this very studio, lots of times, talking about the good work we've tried to do and talking about the way we've been fighting for voters. And I've been discouraged to see that at the state level, specifically in the Secretary of State's office, we have a person there who is not a friend of the voter and who is not interested in making sure voting works for the people of the entire state of Indiana. So I want to continue to serve. I have loved this job primarily because it gives me the opportunity to fight for voters, and that is what I want to continue doing. The Secretary of State's office is where we do that at the state, and I want to be there so I can continue the good work we've done.
So now, other than the voting thing, what does the Indiana Secretary of State do? You don't go to foreign lands
no.
and deal with international policy. What does the Secretary of State do besides elections?
Yeah, the Secretary of State does a couple of other important things. The first one is the keeper of the business services information. When you are incorporating a business, both a for-profit and a not-for-profit business in Indiana, you do that at the Secretary of State's office. They are the repository of all information relating to businesses. And I think there are some real missed opportunities there, and I'll talk about that in a minute, mm-hmm. as well as the Securities Enforcement Division. This is something that's gotten an awful lot of press over the last couple of years. If you are an investor in Indiana and you're interacting with someone who is a broker or a dealer of securities, which is insurance products and investment products, you can turn to the Secretary of State's office for help if you have been defrauded or mistreated. And the securities brokers and dealers file with the Secretary of State's office. They register themselves, and then they're also the enforcement occurs there. Now, that's also a missed opportunity. And I don't have to remind you and your listeners, I've been a lawyer for 24 years. I was a prosecutor early in my career. I understand what it means to fight for victims and to be tough on people who would steal investments from Hoosiers. And we've just got to do better in those areas as well.
One of the things you're talking about in your campaign for businesses that would also help people looking to do business with Indiana businesses or businesses registered here in Indiana is a searchable database, particularly for minority-owned businesses. I know the state has a spreadsheet of all persons that have been certified as minority businesses, but if you wanted to sort it, it's just a web sheet. You're talking about if somebody wanted to go in and say, where are the women-owned businesses in Kosciuszko County? Right. Bingo, you can find it out.
Well, I think we ought to be able to, right? Mm-hmm. We have this business services website, which is not searchable in any meaningful way, including for those special categories, women-owned, veteran-owned, or minority-owned. It's not searchable by county. If I wanted to say I want a veteran-owned business, as you said, in Kosciuszko County or a minority business in Boone County, you can't use the database to look that up. And I think that's a real missed opportunity. It doesn't allow us to connect business people together so that if I were a contractor wanted a sub somewhere in Indiana who met those criteria or who was incorporated within the last 5 years or who has a woman, as the incorporator, those are the things we ought to be able to search. We currently can't. I think it's a missed opportunity. So I think there are ways to grow and develop our small businesses and other businesses too if we had better information.
239-1310, 239-1310 is after news and name is. What other duties does the Secretary of State have? Because this is the office right behind governor, right behind lieutenant governor, then it's secretary of state, then attorney. So in the pecking order, you're like number three.
Yeah.
What else does it do? And as you've gone out over the state over this last almost a year now,
a little
more than that.
It has been.
The first question is there this real apathy out there, or are voters hanging back, waiting till the last minute and decide, hey, yeah, we're dissatisfied, we're going to get out here and do this?
Well, I hope it's the latter, honestly. One thing I have seen all around the state, I have heard voters telling me they are dissatisfied with their state government, our legislature and our governor and others who are focusing on things that just don't matter to them. The Hoosiers are very practical people, and they want a government who is going to address very practical issues, supporting public education, making sure that their wages are not continuing to decline year over year so they can feed their families and take care of themselves and their children and their parents. And it is one thing that I hear over and over again is that people want something different from their state government. I think you and I have talked about this a lot on this show, Amos, that we have very low voting participation in Indiana. And I believe that is connected to the fact people think the government's not listening to them, that their legislators and their governor and others in the state house just are not listening to them. They're not doing what they want them to do. What I hope and what we've tried to do over the last 18 months that I've been traveling the state is it wake people up to the notion that we can do better, that there are candidates, and I am one of them, who has been serving, who listens, and who wants to do better for the people of Indiana.
2 years ago, there was a woman running for statewide office that nobody gave a chance.
Yes.
She sat in this studio about this time 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And said there was something going on out there that people were dissatisfied with public education in Indiana. And on election night, it wasn't even close.
Right. She got more
against
votes.
Somebody that had all the money in the world.
Right.
Is there some of that going on out there?
There is. And I actually had dinner with Glenda Ritz last night in Elkhart County. Her election was a wake-up call. And not just for the teachers and others involved directly in public education. I think what it said was that there are lots of people in Indiana who want our government to focus on something different, not attacking teachers, not attacking public education, but doing something different. And Glenda's election, I think, was a good instruction. It was instructive to all of us in this process that money and slick ads and lots of corporate money is not necessarily going to carry the day. She ran a completely grassroots campaign. She ran an issue-based grassroots campaign. That energy is still out there. I have been talking with teachers and other educators. I've been endorsed by the ISTA. I've been gratified by their help and support. They now understand. She got more votes than the governor, right? She got more votes than the governor. But we still have supermajorities of the Republicans in the legislature. They are undermining her and undermining public education. And they now understand that it's a holistic approach, not just her election.
We're talking with Beth White, the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. She is at the head of the state ticket for the Democratic Party. Let me go to the phones in Tawana. Hi there. Tawana?
Hey, Angus, this is Tawana.
How are you?
Okay. I have a comment. What are they going to do about the principal over there at John Marshall? I had called to find out.
Yeah.
They're playing like they don't know nothing. I'm a concerned parent, for number one.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, what are they going to do with the principal over there?
That's a very good question. And I think that when you vote, before you vote on November 4th, when the school board candidates are here next Tuesday and Wednesday, if I forget to ask that question, you need to call in or send the email and ask that question.
Okay.
And I think parents at John Marshall need to go to the next school board meeting.
Okay.
And in a respectful manner, show out. Show out nicely and want to know why people weren't notified of that.
Yes,
even Beth White is nodding her head as a mom. She would want to know if her kid was in a school and somebody was caught there with a loaded gun. She'd want to know that. Not hear it from me on the air.
I'm a proud IPS parent, and just like you, Tawana. And I'll tell you what, that superintendent, he's new and he's trying hard. It's tough, but answers need to come forth. That's what I think.
Okay, keep doing a good job.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I'd appreciate that. Were you surprised that You got your commercial on before your opponent?
I am very surprised. You know, traditionally in Indiana, Republicans have a lot more money than the Democrats do. I've raised a lot of, you know, a good amount of money from, you know, $10, $15, $25, like grassroots, hundreds and hundreds of different donors. But I'm surprised that she's been sitting back and she hasn't been on the air. I don't know what is happening. What I do know is that we have been very aggressive and very anxious.
And you wanted to use humor.
I did. I did. Well, a couple of reasons. Because, you know, one of the things I really want is for the voters of Indiana to get to know me. And the voters in Marion County, of course, have known me. I've run three times, as you know, or lost the first time. And, you know, we've tried to do a good job, but we've also tried to have a good spirit about it. Because, you know, the work is hard, but, you know, the race is long and, you know, I've been blessed in this job and I feel very blessed to be doing it. So I wanted the voters in Indiana to see that I have a, you know, pretty good attitude about service and the opportunity to serve. And I wanted the commercial to be memorable. That's really one thing that's so important. You know, I know, Amos, you've been following this process a long time and, you know, when it's election season and you see the ads and people are walking in the cornfield and, you know, it's morning in Indiana and, you know, whatever, that's the kind of thing that you just kind of gloss over it because everybody's commercials look the same. Well, this commercial is very different. It's funny. It's, substantive. But it's, you know, it's just me. Yeah. It's my personality.
239-1310. 239-1310. Tell me, go to Lewis with Beth White, Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, long time no here.
Long time. What's
good,
up?
Good afternoon, Ms. White.
Hello.
Like your commercial, I'm going to keep it, I'm going to keep my comments short and sweet.
Okay.
Hey, I was, you know, I called the other day the Secretary of State office. And I heard a report on the news how they spent over $750,000 promoting getting out to vote.
Yeah.
And they say they're the party of saving taxpayers' money. Well, I call them because I'm a writer and producer, and I came up with a song, a nonpartisan song, you know, about trying to get people out to vote. He told me to send it to him, and I haven't heard from him since 1970, seems like. You know, they won't return a call or anything. I wanted to get it out there, and I was wondering if there's a number or somewhere I could fax something to you guys, because I know there's some local people here in the community who want to make a difference. And one of the verses says, you know, come on and talk to your daughters and sons. Got a lot of work to get this done. You know, keep on pushing. Get on out and vote. It's a really nice, simple thing we want to get done out there and promote the voting. I was wondering if there's a number we can get in contact with your office or your campaign with.
Sure. We're on the website at bethwhite.org, and you can communicate with us there. It's all the information that you need is there.
Well, for legally blind people like I am, it's hard to read the website. That's all I was saying. If there's a number off there, I can get, or you just give it to me now. We could fax it in to you.
Would it be probably easier if you hold on and give Drew your contact information, and we'll give that.
Well, I've done that before, Amos, and no one contacted me now on your show.
Now, I'm happy to tell you my phone number. It's 231-7107. So you can call it.
What now?
231-7107.
7107.
Yep. You can call us there and submit the information to us that way.
Will do.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Please vote.
There you go. That'll allow me to talk to Pearl at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. My comment is about Ms. White's current job with the election board.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, why is it that Marion County poll workers are not paid as much as other counties?
It's a good question, and I appreciate the question. The answer is that the City County Council hasn't allowed us to raise the poll worker pay. That's the bottom line. They give me a budget we have 3,000 poll workers in Marion County. And over the years, I have asked about that issue and asked if we can get a larger budget appropriation so that we can pay better. And they have said no. So,
on a bipartisan basis.
That they've said, both parties have said no?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the answer, Amos. What I can tell you is that they told me no and I didn't. You know, I didn't take a vote. So
Pearl needs to contact not only her city county council members, but next year when it's city county council elections.
Right.
You know, tell them, hey, wait a minute. You want me to be nice and warm and wonderful on election day? Raise the pay.
And Amos, it's important to know that some woman at our last training said she had made calls around, and it, as she mapped it all out, that we weren't even getting minimum wage.
Well, that's
you know,
true. That's
with the
true.
The time that we spend there, we're not even paid minimum wage.
Right.
And I think that is a horrible representation
yeah.
for our county.
I don't disagree. You know, I often catch myself calling their poll workers volunteers because I know it feels like after all the hours that you spend and going to training that, you know, it feels like volunteer work, even though we do compensate
right.
them. I know, and Pearl, it sounds like you've been a poll worker. I know that it's a commitment that people make, and they make it to the community, to their neighbors, and to their friends to make elections work, and I am very, very grateful for that. There is no way we could run an election without our poll workers. I wish we could pay them more, and it's something that, you know, whoever the next clerk is ought to continue fighting for.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all thanks, right. Pearl.
See, I learned something. It's the City-County Council.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yep. let's see some of them. On both sides of the ball, let me go to Teresa at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I'm a concern. I'm a parent. I have a student who is now enrolled at John Marshall. And I've just been hearing about the things, and it wasn't until I got a phone call from my mom about the situation that happened a couple of weeks ago about the young man.
All right, hold on. I tell you what. Why don't you hold on? I'm going to put you on hold so I can finish up with Beth White, the candidate, who's on with me now. Then we'll discuss that, okay? Is that fair? All right, I guess that's fair. 239-1310, 239-1310. What's your mood going into this?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of started this journey literally about this time last year.
That's right.
And so it will be a year. It's a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is a long time. And, you know, my mood is upbeat. Running for office is a real adventure. Anybody who's ever done it would tell you that it's very hard. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we've been at it for over a year. What's important for me is to keep my eye on the ball, which is the opportunity to serve. You know, politics is a fun sort of game that a lot of people play. It's very competitive, you know, and I'm a woman. I'm not very good at sports, but I'm very competitive.
You're like Andrew Luck and Reggie and T.Y. And
yeah. Them. Well, they had a little bit of an ugliness last night. They got through it with a win, but I would not think campaign.
See, that's going to prepare you other side comes at you the next few weeks.
Trust me, Amos, you have sat with me at the studio and you've seen the other side come at me. It has made me stronger because the reason I do this is because of the voters and because of the people of Indiana who deserve leadership that fights for them. And that is what I want to do.
What have you learned that from the people of Indiana that you weren't expecting that kind of surprised you this campaign?
Yeah. It surprised me how disillusioned people are about politics. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear almost every day, and I knew this was true, but I hear almost every day, politicians don't care about me. They don't care about my problems. They don't listen to me. And I always say in response to that, I am an elected official. I am here. I want to listen to you. It's not true that everybody, you know, is like that. But, you know, when you get out from Indianapolis, you hear an awful lot that Indianapolis is full of elected officials. The state house is full of them who just don't care. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect the depth and the breadth of that. It's disheartening, but I'm not discouraged because
they feel disconnected.
Correct. Very disconnected, from their government. And I think that one of the other things I wasn't expecting was that the feeling about what's going on in Washington. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I understand people who don't, right. you know, make the difference between you statewide and then, you know, members of Congress, but people are very discouraged about what's going on in Washington.
Does that make it, if you are elected November 4th, make it even more important for you, if you get the gig, to get out of the office, to get out of the state house, to get out of the beltway,
yes.
and out in the real world of this state?
Absolutely. I think that what's so important for us to remember, and I've done this myself as clerk. I've been in the high schools. Yeah. I've been around the communities at neighborhood meetings. I've been to the churches, as you know.
Right.
You can't govern effectively without interacting with the people that you're supposed to be governing. And in a statewide office, that requires you to get out of Indianapolis and to interact with people all around the state. We've done it for over a year, and I've heard from people all around the state that they want something different from their government, and I want to provide that.
She is Beth White. She is the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. When you get your ballot, her name is literally on the top of the ballot right under the rooster.
Yes.
For the Democratic rooster. And if people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, BethWhite.org is our website, and 231-7107.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.